Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of the Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sight, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate polisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the noble bodhisattva mahasattva Avalokiteshvara, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the whole gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Homage to Manjushri on page 8. Lamadan Namo Jesu. Thank you.
Ayer, hoy, el agua, con Jesús. 인하고 인하게 이제 수수도 얻었어. Rinpoche got a blocked nose, so does it irritate you guys?
Tanga mayu nyute sengen je, sanje je tenpa sengen je ha ko, tepe ki chache zombi ka de, tisui tola je ma donwa je, tisui ji yin na inga sanje tangse ki tenju ju tu wa je, je ge yin yin sangen de chi, je, baba na wo je da, je nga jen na wo je je tuwa da ta sa na.
So right now, I have obtained the precious human rebirth, and on the top of that, you know, I know about what to be, you know, abandoned and what to be cultivate in terms of the Buddha Dharma. So, you know, in this kind of, you know, fortunate time, you know, I will do my best to implement, you know, as much as I can, and, you know, rejoice, you know, myself on those, you know, on those my good deeds, so, you know, and have a sense of pride, because all those things is important.
So, you know, I'm going to go to the house.
Generally, you know, even though we are just, you know, a single person, you know, seems like not much we can do to help, you know, other sentient beings. But, you know, if we realize we can, you know, generate, you know, that great mind for the concern of, you know, infinite sentient beings. We got that kind of capabilities.
The big tie is the same that Pinsent is yellow due to engines on a shallow let's see, but Kajib Daniel Chata Kadijinos on Ion now.
So in this way, you know, if we could apply this, you know, great, you know, awakened mind, and as well as, you know, love toward the, you know, compassion toward the infinite sentient beings, then, you know, from the external, you know, circumstances, you know, whatever, you know, obstacles comes, it really won't affect our peace of mind, and as well as we can able to we can able to use all those obstacles into our path too.
The big somebody you can see can call a pen to you, but the Kosuki Pichi Soso Yanes came in a kisses in a rather two engine in Sarasa, the Mother Sana Doina.
So even though, you know, we are unable to implement, you know, and generate that kind of, you know, mind, but, you know, mentally we can able to explain, and we can able to recognize that, you know, that kind of mind is really, you know, precious and, you know, very useful.
Instead of the big young man, somebody
So we need to have this kind of motivation that, you know, this kind of practice. We are here trying to listen and try to explain and, you know, and follow the footsteps of the great masters, what we recite, you know, before is the lineage masters, follow their path and do, you know, as much as we could for the sake of all sentient beings. That kind of motivation we will try to set. So that kind of, you know, great practice is called, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment or lamrim. So that kind of, you know, great, you know, lamrim, the author is Lama Tsongkhapa.
Tenryu Lama Tsongkhapa ye song de kadri ji sa chi ka se gona song sa na sa ji ji gona song ye ba.
And how, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa explain this lamrim is he explain into four chapters.
Such as he, so many on the top of Chukun Simba Temishin, the Bobby Chawas and the Nigosaki Saying Bas.
So among these four subjects, the first subject, among these four chapters, first chapter showing the greatness of the teachings on author. In order to establish that it is of noble origin, the chapter one, we already, you know, discuss and finish. So, you know, if somebody, you know, asks that, you know, if it is the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is the author of this text, then we didn't so far talk anything about the Lama Tsongkhapa. We talk about the, you know, lamp for the path to enlightenment, you know, composer Atisha's, you know, greatness of the Atisha, not the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. Then, you know, if somebody asks, we didn't talk, then... So if somebody asks that, then what will we think?
So
So hope, you know, you guys got the understanding that, you know, root text of this Lamrim is the lamp for the path. So, you know, hope you guys have that kind of understanding that, you know, it can say that, you know, this both texts are composed by, you know, the root composer of the root text.
Tela dus la dango so yiche dan yena shanchu lang ji lepa zeba po yen denji zeba po yen se na yene jero mo koro ra ye la ri che mo no so yero wa sa la shu chi.
So Lama Tsongkha by himself also mentioned in the you know Lamrim that you know the whoever is the author of the you know lamp for the path is also the author of this you know stages to the path for the path to enlightenment Lamrim too.
You know, Jiroboji, Lari Chamazi, because Zibobi Chosun, the Kangi Tsawa, Shanjul, Kangi Bajas, Shanjul, Lanji, Zibobi Chuati, Songuramado, Korong, any Chuati, Song, and Jigumar was another. So Higumar was Lanji Koronola.
So, and in the Lamrim, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa tried to, Lama Tsongkhapa composed this Lamrim. So in the beginning, the showing the greatness of the teaching's author, Lama Tsongkhapa need to mention the greatness of the Atisha, not the greatness of him. So therefore, you know, at this time, you know, it's a tradition that we need to discuss a brief, you know, about the greatness of the Lama Tsongkhapa himself. So the Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, the you know, the greatness of Lama Tsongkhapa is so many, you know, Rinpoche cannot able to explain, you know, all, and as well as we don't have a time. So, you know, symbolize or the to represent the auspiciousness, and as well as you know to generate some deep you know respect to Lama Tsongkhapa, here you know we're gonna discuss a brief, you know, kind of, you know, a greatness of Lama Tsongkhapa himself.
So,
Rinpoche assume, you know, most all of us have heard the, you know, deeds of the Lama Tsongkhapa or the greatness of the Lama Tsongkhapa from, you know, different teachers.
Jiro Moche Toma Gutrosa Yidele in it, Domi Ando Yila, in it, Tsongkha Singh Yidele, in it, Tsongkha Singh Yidele, Yolumunga Singh Yu, Shinza Achisig Daniela, say to you, or say to Nun Jibatela, in it, Jiro Moche Yeni, Gutrundus.
So Lama Tsongkhapa was born in Amdo province, and his neighborhood is called the Tsongkha. And you know his mom father's name is Lumbumga and Amar Mingar Sakho.
Shingsa Achu.
And Shingsa Achu is his mother, and they got seven. They got six children, and Lama Tsongkhapa is the fourth one.
Takanji di de mo la yin lo den yong dong dang lo den de lo den mo mo yong de pa ma ji yin ni zeng lang le de yong ba dang ni chi bu da ma de ri yin ta se mo mo ba se de be je ba je ba re la la.
And when Lama Tsongkhapa conceived at that time many kind of auspicious signs and as well as many prophesies about the greatness of that child from all the time before at that time and all those things are so much.
And in 1357,
with many auspicious signs, Lama Tsongkhapa born. So at that time the great master called Chijet Tundub Rinchen, he's a great master at that time, and he got a dream that or the vision of the meditational deity Vajrabhairava or Yamantaka and told him that he is coming to visit in that place pretty soon. So it indicates that Lama Tsongkhapa is the emanation of Vajrabhairava. So at the age of three, the Karmapa Rinpoche Dorje is passing through that area. So so Lama Tsongkhapa received the the Ubaseka vows from Karmapa Rinpoche Dorje, and as he got the vows, he changed his name into Saint Khrishwar
Kunganyinpo.
Changed the name into Kunganyinpo.
So that was prophesized
before in the scripture called Manikabum, and in that there will be a child named Kungamulam.
인보 타진 예니 전 영역지 예니 선지기 때문에 다완 제거했어.
At that time, you know, Ningbo Tarjin court, child court Ningbo Tarjin will appear and will, you know, work for the Buddha Dharma, and Buddha Dharma will shine like a sun all over the Tibet. So that was, you know, predicted before. By in the Manikabu.
Ah, Gonlo doing it because of the Chuju Tendu Rajay, and the Gesiki Rajungi Damana, Gesiki Damana, and any Sala Loza Tabas and any Tedinandua.
And at the age of 7, he received a novice monk vow from the Chuju Tendu Rinchen, and Chuju Tendu Rinchen, you know, changed his previous name.
To love song Thakpa.
So, Rinpoche don't know the exact time, or the, you know, the age of the Lama Tsongkhapa, but at the very, very, you know, infant, time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's, parent, you know, offer the child to, Choje Tendu Rinpoche. So you can see all those things in the, you know, the great biographic, and then, you know, at the age of 10, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, that kid received the the Merawa initiation, then, you know, since then, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa recite or the, you know, got the commitment, you know, practice of self-generation of the Vajravarawa, you know, every day.
The Rigil and Jugone, Kanje, Tinima, Sumba, Sumba the Regina, any Golo Judu, Tola, any Sumba the Regina, any Isonia, Unia, Tansas, Chichi, the Rudig.
So then at the age of 16, you know, his master, Chuja Tendu Rinchen, sent the kid along with the, you know, merchants who are going to Lhasa, you know, the kid sent to Lhasa by Chuja Tendu Rinchen.
He pay Shubirin Langa so you tanda pe lo de sing guya to some mocha choka is the tabati pechi zo tsa yin sa.
So when Lama Tsongkhapa was in his native Tsongkhap place, memorize all the, you know, prayers and, you know, small, you know, texts he already memorized all. So, Chuja Tendu Rinchen, you know, advised him what he need to study and learn in Lhasa. So, you know, the you know, great perfection of wisdom, and you know, many other you know, texts, you know, and later on all those you know, instructions are written in the stanzas by, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa himself. You know, there are texts about that.
Sanje ge song to sala ene thosan je ge ta la ne jajyo to sala ene thosan je shosa ne jajyo to sama long do la song sha jo re.
So in that you know, in order to learn the, you know, unmistakenly about the teaching of the Buddha, you know, first you need to learn the instruction of all the commentaries on the Buddha's teaching written by the great Indian masters of the Nalandas.
Ani langa dhune the de dugun sengi de pe ani dugun sengi de lama ta chimo chi de de yun de na ani shang chu sengi dan ba shen ani de lugi de yan so che ga che sen ya sar.
So on the way you know, to Lhasa, there is a hermit, you know, the place called Duchungsura.
Dugun changa se chi da dugun
se
chi
da. The place called Digung, and the Digung, there is a hermit, you know, great master, practitioner there, and Lama Tsongkhapa went to him and received the instruction on the, you know, bodhicitta, and, you know, many other, you know, teachings from him.
The Shubit Negotalini, Robot and the Kajajan, the member Kepa, Kunju Jabosina, Kajetri, member Kepachidua, Dizanini, Swadi Padijon, Swadi Baba, Tachibajon, Sangua.
And also on the way at that time, you know, some of his, you know, companion traveler are visiting to the herbal, you know, medicine doctor Kuncho Gyalpo, and he also went along with those people and learned the, you know, about the knowledge of the medicine, you know, completely from So when arrived in Lhasa and, you know, up to 1392, you know, he stayed there and studied hard on all the, you know, subjects. And at the age of 24, he received the full, you know, vows, you know, Vikshu vows, and became a full ordained monk.
This is the original. Then there is another. Jonglu Jansi Parade Sembi Jimbi Pade, Shotanji do Yo Yis, Trishi Meto Koi, Yazan Puyi Sona, Jis Jawan Joros. This is the original. Any Jong Chambosay any Lanya Tasemba, Lanya Jabba Masay any Kaji. To be turned any Rajila Jan Tedicos or Shuji Kerachamo, Jimmy Padens and Kaja Lumbacron or Shuji Kerachambo, any Jimmy Tapan of Shuji Lacha, any day in Yokosala, any Junchambal, Lonja, Jenny, Kaja, Trigi, Yanga, Kanye, but any Jiromachi, any Shola Tudu in Chichadua.
So at that time, he learned, and become really a renowned, scholars and as well as practitioners all over the, place. And and at that times great scholars and masters there's nobody left that didn't receive any kind of instructions and teachings from the Lama Tsongkhapa. And, become a really, renowned master of that time.
Pesha di mento ki trezan di shuji la chewa di mento ki trela gangi ye, ane mbu pungan tu sa kanga, ane mento tela ko ori sin, pe nintar sun do.
So, and his, fame separate throughout the 10 direction of that place like a fragrant flower filled throughout the 10 direction. Then the bees who like the that kind of smell will automatically attract by that thing to the flower. So likewise, Lama Tsongkhapa's fame filled throughout the 10 directions, and whoever scholars, meditators, whoever wanna receive the instructions attracted with the fame and come to see Lama Tsongkhapa's from all the directions. So at that time, Lama Tsongkhapa, study learn not only part of the teaching, but he learned everything without any bias toward the teaching, learn all the, we can say that all the Buddhist canons, there are many volumes, 100 and 200 volumes on the commentary and all those things, we can say there is no any, text left that Lama Tsongkhapa has not learned. So, and also in the Lama Tsongkhapa's instruction, that in the students should not satisfy with with a part of the teachings, but should study and learn all the teachings of the great masters of the Indias, six ornaments to excellence, like all those masters of India.
ngē rōjī jī rōma chīla tērā tōng tūrīyā kōrō yā mārī kēsī tōng nā jī mūne rō nā jī tōng xīyā kōrō yā mārī tōng nā xīngu chāyā kōrō yā mārī lādī jī rōma chī yōng nā jīyā chāngyā jīyā sō nā pēchī zāma lī tēlā bī chūyā mārī sā lā nā pēchī rīgu yā jīrī sā lā dā jī rōma chī nā yī jī zāma lī tēlā chūyā mārī sā nā pēchī ngē jī xīngu kēchā rī sā nā yōng nā jīyā chāngyā jīyā sō nā mūne rō nā kēlī tūyā jī jīrī sā lā dā zāma lī tēlā jī rōma chī nā yī kēpā chūyā mārī sā lā yī nā yī
So, in this way, Rinpoche cannot, able to praise Lama Tsongkhapa and also if he praise Lama Tsongkhapa, then, if you really know about the, Lama Tsongkhapa, then it won't be become prejudices or bias towards Lama Tsongkhapa. And also, if you are really familiar with the Lama Tsongkhapa's, deeds, then one can able to, say that, up until now, there is no, great scholars like Lama Tsongkhapa happen to this earth.
Chidang lama oma pa singe de jen, ye de tinghe ne jen, lama oma pa nyingpo de, kusang tangpo le ju ne, jiten jambe yon la tita de ma, song chu samang tang de, sengse pa shu duwa.
So, 1392, lama oma pa, was in the long retreat, and Lama Tsongkhapa before met Lama Umapa, but in 1392 Lama Umapa was in retreat, and Manjushri always comes there and have a discussion with Lama Umapa all the time.
Toma jero mochen ye Lama Umapa de jese jame de ta de hezi de jere do.
So Lama Umapa can see and talk to Manjushri like we ordinary people can see and talk each other.
So you don't know, you're watching Katu Tunu Jitan Jame, you saw the Mogobi Chutin or Miro, Lama Oma by Yikiju Chene Kanje, the Rigi, some Omita Yukona, Momo Shu Sensha.
And also, maybe, Lama Tsongkhapa pretend that he don't understand the Manjushri's language at that time. So whatever the reason, Lama Umapa translate to Lama Tsongkhapa whatever the Manjushri give the instruction on the, on the awakened mind.
That you said, Junjin, that is inside a patient. Omi Tawa de la Yonda, the co ordinate, Jurumuchi, Tati Juno Loyal, the true to Mundu Kare, in a Sedia, Jitan Jabe on the ship. And then Jitan Jabe, you turn to Jilata, and it Sajanche, and it Junchambo and Bess and 피치 가리는 송이네 지열이 이제 정천벌라 다셔서 사장 제생이 이제 라미년 주 뒤다다 대생이 간지 소 이제 이제 자면 이마 간노 로지도
So not the you know body mind but about the you know middle way instruction. So you know how much Lama Tsongkhapa received the middle way explanations from Manjushri. He it getting kind of deeper and he don't understand it. You know, clearly as, you know, Manjushri explained. So, you know, he asked why, you know, it is happening like that to him. Then the Manjushri Lama Umabagilara So then the Manjushri told that you know if it is happening like that you better do the you know do the you know preliminary practice or you know do the practice to accumulate you know merits and as well as you know do the practice on guru yoga and as well as you know read and contemplate on the, you know, great, you know, master's commentaries on the middle way. Then Lama Tsongkhapa left from there to do this kind of three, you know, advice.
Then
you know after advising in 1394 Lama Tsongkhapa and you know his colleague or retinue, you know, four is called Kort Thakpa Namje, four from the Amdo province and four from the central Tibet, you know, among those, you know, eight great, you know, retinues, then left left from there to become a hermit and, you know, practice on the, you know, accumulation of merits.
Any Sadepe Guton, Sadepeza Gene, any Pepe, any cock, so the streaming conga, any Jitan Jamaica, most of our long days and your journalists and Sungo Dusala.
So, not only that, you know, Manjushri instruct him that where to go for a hermit, which place, you know, he should go, and what kind of, you know, practice, you know, he should do, and with whom he should go with. All these are, you know, detail, you know, told by Manjushri to Lama Tsongkhapa.
So then
at that place you know, Lama Tsongkhapa first tried to, try to purify and accumulate the merit. Lama Tsongkhapa did the, prostration, in conjunction with the 35 confession Buddhas. So, you know, for each Buddhas, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa did many 100,000 prostrations, and eventually, you know, the 35 confession Buddhas, all, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa got the a vision of all the Buddhas, and then, you know, there is a painting on that place even now that, Lama Tsongkhapa got the vision of 35 confession Buddhas, you know, clearly on the wall of that cave or that place. So, and when you go for a pilgrimage there, then, you know, the great, a master are telling that, you know, that there is a slight difference with the 35 confession Buddhas, what we recite in the text, you know, the color and the hand gestures and the all those things are slight different. Lama Tsongkhapa got the slight different vision than the mentioned in the text. And also when he do the mandala offering, over there, so he did the mandala offering on a big, rock, and, when he do the, three times, because of doing all those things, his, wrist kind of worn out, and it kind of reached the bone, and until the inside the bone, marrow or whatever, the bloods and the water come from the wound, all over that that rock where he offered the mandala on. So we take a break. We are over 10 minutes. At the Atisha's time, this Lamrim teaching doesn't give to the public. So, one time the first Lamrim teaching is given to the Domtempa. Then he asks, why are you giving this teaching only to me, not to the public? So, so Adisha said that until now, I only found the, disciples who can, able to implement this teaching. So you are the only one I found, so that's why I am giving this to you. And then, later on, from Domtempa, he teach the Lamrim for the public teachings.
So this
three lineages come from there, and all these three lineages become one from lama tsong kapa.
Jiro bache ki te sesa kante se na sota tuche leche doji senge de la ene kata menga bata kata lare kata menga ki jipa ta kata lare ki jipa nye de lama tuche kasa lota nanka leche doji se de la nanka isa lota kenshen leche doji son doa tuche nanka jase se de isa leche da.
So how lama tsong kapa got this is lama tsong kapa got the two lineages, you know, the instruction lineage and the, you know, stages of the path lineage from the, you know, Lodak Namkha Jensa. In the text, it mentioned that, you know, Lodak great Siddhas, you know, Legi Doji.
Ani kada jumbo agi menga shesa de ni chuje chuje zombas kenche chuje zombas ndo.
So the scholastic lineage Lama Tsongkhapa listening from the from the great abbot Chujap
chuje chuje zombo
Chujap Sambo.
Oh, ani tene zo de ni jiro mo chi gitta de zeche jine go chu zeche ta wa zeche de zeche ni de ni mo go chu do.
So from since then, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa's four great deeds, greatest four deeds also, you know, happened since then.
And then, the people who are talking about the Nohan Yisun Chu Shu Ji Nansha Kasakala Penny.
So at that time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa gave many teachings for tens of thousands of
audience.
So it seems like, you know, between 1400 and 1410, you know, all the masters and the scholars, you know, all go to see Lama Tsongkhapa to receive the different teachings and instructions at that time.
Ani Shangshu Lang Re Chenpo de Kadi Zhe Zhe Ji Dong Ji Jia Ani Ji Ming Yin Lo La Ani Shangshu Lang Re Chenpo de Ya Zong Dong Duwa.
So 1402 Lama Tsongkhapa start to write this Lamrim teaching.
Ani Pena Jiro Bo Chen Yungo So Pena Ro Gilu Ba Se Di Tiso Ka De Chen Ji Dong Ji Jia Dang Chu Lo De Xin Ting Ka De Jiro Bo Chen Yi Ga De La Sun Shu Ting Tong Bo De Nang Ani Tien De Zong De Ani Ru Ro Ga De Ba Se Yi De Xin Ting Ting Ma Cha Do.
So how, you know, the Gelugpa tradition start is, you know, 1410, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa give a, you know, big teaching in garden, and, you know, establish or founded the, you know, Ryu or Gadenpa or the Gelugpa lineage.
Tomatine, Jerome de Penelo, Cassidy, sorry. Tepalo kanche gelupa se di jene te di jene gade goma shata ni chi se jene gelupa se yin de se tende toma tende chondwa sacha je mende tende ma gasa chulu la togo sacha gade goma jawa yin san.
So then Lama Tsongkhapa built a great garden monastery. So, you know, the monastery or the place name, you know, given to that kind of you know school or that kind of Gelugpa followers.
And jirun bo chi ye lhoma la pa pa ja nang yi sakko wa tabare se ne son do wa kepa pen de tatama.
So the disciples
trupa ni ba se go sa da lhoma kepa de trupa ni ba nang yi sakko wa tabuyoris.
The disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapas are so many that not only the disciples who have attained high realizations and who are also really a great scholars, that kind of disciples are as vast as like a sky can cover the entire earth, like that many disciples.
Rinpoche
forgot to explain, after the, these three practice and went to the hermit with it, colleagues or the retinues, and do the those practice, and eventually attain the realization on the of the middle ways. So before in Tibet, the view on the emptiness or on the middle way is not perfect. It was really polluted or influenced, stained by the, the Chinese teacher, the Hashan, as mentioned before. So there's no any, perfect view of emptiness there. So that means, at that time, even though the perfect teaching on the middle way or the emptiness is exist, but when the practitioner tried to, practice, then there is a influence on the from the the Chinese teacher Hashan, and because of that, there is nobody can able to attain the the perfect realizations. So at that time, the middle ways, highest realization attainment is got by Jitsen Rindawa.
Jitsen Rindawa ki tawa tatuba de jiru mochi ye
So the realization, unmistaken realization was the Jizu Rindawa got that. And, later on, Lama Tsongkhapa also, meditate on that and got the same unmistaken realization like, you know, Jizu Rindawa and Lama Tsongkhapa when the, you know, great prayer or the, you know, congregation gather in the monastery, then Lama Tsongkhapa meditate on that, you know, abide in that, you know, a realization. And when all the, you know, prayer are, you know, done and people try to stand up and get out, you know, still, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is abide in that meditative equipoise, and the disciplined master, you know, knock the, you know, the pillar where he is leaning on, and, you know, by doing that, you know, he could, you know, awake from that meditative equipoise. So in the monastery, still we can, you know, we can see that pillar. Later on, that pillar was named as a, you know, concentration a pillar.
其实人民也多也就没什么，都现在对吧？像从把这种东西做啥东西，像像从节也是个多。So
maybe, you know, since Chinese came, you know, they might have destroyed, you know, many, you know, places, holy places where the Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, did all those, practice all those things. You know, before the Chinese came, you can go visit as a pilgrimage, you know, step by step where Lama Tsongkhapa did explain and all those things, you know, even that pillar too, you know, we can go as a pilgrimage. But now, maybe Chinese destroy or not, he's not sure.
就是的，所以这六六也不轻松了，这两个是刚刚天天结算都是的，那边早起嘛，十五点钟也是多。So
in near future, you know, if we have time and we live long, you know, then maybe we will all go together to have a pilgrimage to all those places.
等于一到他头部的那肌肉没去，就在江边来，是的，你看到的我们到完人的面前，是的，人，人，人家像那这的，没这些那些的，就到的我们到完人家像那这个嘛的，也是，那我们一到的过来，你看嘛是，就在，那么我们把一个老早啊，现在这个的，你这种情况嘛的，你说啥对象了，别说是，对的，送多。So
at that time, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa asked Manjushri that, you know, I have attained this realization, you know, is this the ultimate, you know, realization of the middle way or the emptiness? Then, you know, Manjushri told that, you know, to I will tell everything to Lama Umapa and he will explain you. Then Lama Umapa said that, you know, you better go for a, you know, this retreat or the hermit
meantime。嗯，那你说的这些了，下这片，下这片的，你，毕竟，搞活动生意的呢，我的关键生意是啥？我的关键生意，你那点了片，对，那我的关键生意那点了片，逻辑刚才了，刚写讲这些嘛，都刚写不就是今年嘛是？Then
he went to for the, you know, purification and those accumulation of merit practice, and he, when he arrived to the Ode Kungyel, the place name called Ode Kungyel, and over there for the entire year, you know, a place is all covered with snow.
Tada 산리 요한원에 그야 강원이 이제 말도 오미타와니 사이에 도고 데데레스네 데그도데 뭐야 카투 데서 모두 사마니 얘는 말도
So then, you know, when Rinpoche was in, over there, you know, he went to see the place where, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa has obtained the ultimate realization on the middle way. You know, his teacher is with him and he showed that this is the place where Lama Tsongkhapa attained the ultimate, you know, realizations. And Rinpoche think maybe later on, you know, things change. You know, it's a small cave. At that time, it was a small cave that, you know, you cannot able to stand up on that cave. It looks like a really small cave there.
嗯，对，这，等于这些人开始变得土地土地嘛，但是，呃，现在咱们也，因为我们大瓦这些兄弟来做，因为把点大瓦这边种了，大学是把点大瓦这边上学的，因为国宝留住给大瓦的点了，偏上，因为把计划性就起来是呢，咱们里头的这个用电脑多。So
Rinpoche can't go through, you know, systematically or the, you know, gradually, but you know. At that time, you know, you forgot to mention earlier that at that time, Lama Tsongkhapa was instructed that, you know, he need to look really, you know, closely on the writings of the Chandrakirti, because, you know, Chandrakirti is the, you know, come into the world, specially, you know, with choice, specially to interpret the writings of the Nagarjuna unmistakably. So, you know, he need to look close on the writings of Chandrakirti was.
advised.就是在这几年呢，国大经常见到了，因为，六柱，看状况啊这些多啊，六柱中国宝六柱，你爸爸啦，你三姐讲八点到我这吧，几岁呢？感觉六柱状况啊这些是，没人了呢，但是就三姐讲，因为，人家个一百七十三个几嘛，那呢，呢，几，蛮难比，但是也是老多。So
then, there's a time that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa got a kind of, you know, five retinues of the Nagarjuna in his dream, you know, Nagarjuna himself and Chandrakirti and Arya Deva and Buddha Balita and one master which I couldn't remember clearly. So anyway, five retinues of the Nagarjuna appear in his dream, and the Buddha Balita gave him a, you know, pecha or a book or the text that, you know, he told him that this is a Indian, you know, book. Give a book to him.
기준은 배나 자주 받는다 이 정도 공부 루루 정도 아니네. 다다 선제장이 되고. 这边别的巴勒达说，学习习习班也难，等于讲这边别的巴勒达其实有的，直接都没找到去，怕别的，可东边的一个赶紧把家找过去，现在等于讲他家人给东西我都找到啊。
So and then you know he really you know study all writings of all those. Masters and especially, you know, Buddha Balita's, you know, writing, he looking at those things and eventually, you know, he got the, you know, ultimate, you know, understanding or the realization on the middle way.
Oh, did you? tene tumba ni ge tanda tembe gone se go kanje tenjo sombe gone ne tamba sha de tuba le ne ka ka za ta ka ge je de se go tende ji gone ne tende de ba de de ze do
so then you know lama tsongkha ba road de you know praise on the dependent arising or the dependent origination with the you know with the reflecting on the teachings of the you know emptiness by Buddha Shakyamuni. So if you see read the you know praise to the dependent arising, then you will see that you know all the you know instructions and the you know paths are really you know explained you know systematically. So it is also mentioned in the that text that you know Nagarjuna's you know instruction and the writings are like a garden of the flower called Kunda. And when you go visit there, then you know you are understanding on the you know ultimate middle way will really enhance. So and it is analogy that you know like a really full a bloom, you know, a flower named Kunda.
Soro kala tomi jose de ne. Yahan te te ka kani yahu kaji chibi chinko bene chibi chinko de kaji tenri yu loi de to de jene. Soro kaji ji tanda toba me ba ro tu ye chi chagu dos.
So when when you visit that, it will enhance your, you know, ultimate understanding on the middle way. And because of that, you know, when you look any kind of teaching, you are understanding on those teaching will become spontaneous.
So because
of that, you know, you will be able to, you will be able to dispel the view of two extremes.
Lomin juga senyum pada dahil lesi jero kerja, tadi ni juga membasis, ane pada dahil lesi jero juga cuma sesiapa, lomin tu juga tahu itu, dah kejeng yang soto, ane pada tak kurang ye umi tadi ziri ima zibi riba disungguh orang, ane pada dahil lesi dia tahu ane zane lupa mana ane juga kanga pernah dahil cawat di ane kami juga kanga senyum ni mana ye leh.
So by looking into the writings of the, you know, Nagarjuna, you know, my intellect shine like a full moon, which can overcome the, you know, small light of the stars and so on.
Body da yile ji yo ka chung se xin ba. La mi zhen ji tong ji da ji ji so to se. Yin zan de de ji la mi zhen la de ne chue yi yong lu ge dan dan da tong an la de ne ni ne ye ka le kang bu de ni me so zhe wo de tao song se.
Because of the kindness of the guru, you know, I can able to, you know, understand all these things. Because of that, you know, it really, you know, soothe and ease my mind.
Kanji jiru mo chi ji xiong dunga tani ki ene ka se xiong la xiong de da ki chi chi ju bi tuni rangi ki nyang lian dja bi gu ne tuni song xa yarisa.
So on that praise to the Deventing, Deventing Arising, you know, explain about the, you know, greatness of the, you know, dependent, view of dependent arising, and as well as how, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa himself, you know, practice and implement all these things will show.
Ani jiru mo chi ye rangi ye nyang lan to ne ni song shan ju ji de tem song shan ji ju po de jia ji ci ta da ji ye yes.
So, you know, and also you know, we can see now, if we could able to study, there is a, you know, 18 volumes of the Lama Tsongkhapa's writing.
O mi ta wa ji ko de la pe shang ye ju chen bu ji ni ji le da ji ba ro.
And about the, you know, middle way, only explaining the middle way only, there is four big volumes of writings.
Ne sanga cha ne ge jin ne ju 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 pe sanga de ba sa mo cha wa ne sanga de bi de ba de te zle ba ba sanga ne de bi de ye de sa la da ta ga so ge chi ta tu de hie de lo yi le xiong tu ye de ma re sa.
And about the, you know, about the Vajrayana, you know, the king of the Tantra, the Guhya Samaja, you know, explanation on the Guhya Samaja Tantra, they are very precise and, you know, explained in great details, you know, is a really wonderful writings that, you know, everybody will be kind of amazed and, you know, there's no way it won't attract the, you know, readers. So therefore, you know, if we look on the writings on the Lama Tsongkhapa's praise to the Deventing Arising, and as well as Lamrim, you know, if we look, you know, with, you know, pure intention, or means without any bias, prejudice, thought, then, you know, without any choice, we really, you know, feel kind of admire and respect toward this great teacher. So our time is past, but he forget to ask about if you guys have any questions, what are we going to do? So maybe we better stop. So we're going to dedicate
lama de logoro so ye ro mo chen da ge yin ye ge ne ji sum ge yin ye da ne ge ji sa ye me le wa de sun de jong de la yang ne che ra ta ji de me le wa de de jin yong a shou sang ye de chi.
So we're going to dedicate this merit that you know we will be never part from this kind of great masters and as well as you know instructions of this great masters, never be part for, you know, life after life, and eventually, you know, by implementing those instructions, we will attain the state of Vasudhara in order to benefit countless sentient beings. Sabe que eu ouvi te dando o arco na cabeça. Chebara Jesus, louça a trabalhe. Tebe nimborindo sel cheixo. Vegue a Jorge me do tamare. Ravalinje me de demade. Sange xingu me de pevaie. Dogu namda shimla jubara joy. Sintri bende ten jizu lama jibe zungara che. Nalu tebe sunama shincho tu. Teba jiche kejara shu su su. Guru rana medala niyata ya emi.
Thank you. Bozo tebe jene sasumaki, Dove nese tato negyoche. Rave koye shikamate, Peta dewa male chumene, Chere sewa tenze gatsoye, Shabe sede parto tegyoche. Chepa tang kudu sambo te yang te shinde Peta kudu jesu dalo che Gewa te da tam che rabdo Shibi gewa tam che je Gewa kala chudu mabwa te Nagi gire tsawa di kutya Sambu che rabdo mawara di